Hello, my name is Toay Niradet. I am the exhibitions director for the Peter Lindbergh Foundation in Paris.
I have to say that this exposition is not what I expected at all. I was expecting glossy fashion pictures, normal sized. And you have created an amazing environment. Can you describe a bit of what it is?
Well, you actually nailed the starting point of Untold Stories for Peter. He wanted to take a step back and move from the glossy magazine aesthetics. And one of his first sentences while working and researching was, "No supermodels, no fashion. Make it different, make it strong, make it with a point of view." For me, it's a self-portrait rather than pictures of others, because we learn more about him than ever while watching the exhibition.
But when he created the supermodels in 1990, I think it is, with the shot of the five major models, even then he didn't use color. He wanted something more real. And what I find interesting is that black and white is not real, but it's more real.
That's exactly what he always said. It's more authentic by reduction, because it streamlines and it takes away all the artifice. It's truer to the sitter's emotion and soul. That's his quest for truth and authenticity. And that's why he always justified his use of black and white.
So he chose all the photos that are used. He was the only curator. He created the whole thing himself.
Absolutely. Peter did that on his own. It was quite a solitary task. That's also why it took him so long. For instance, the first section made of wallpapers took him just 6 months, and it was the starting point for him. He said, "Until I'm not done with the manifesto section, I cannot go on with the rest of the exhibition." So he did that on his own, often by night. And that was the only condition imposed by the Kunstpalast, that he worked alone with no curator, with total freedom. And that's why it's sometimes almost cryptic, the selection and sequences of works.
That opening section covers the walls, and you have this rather disapproving look from Helen Mirren, which strikes you when you walk in. But then even upstairs, when you're seeing the actual show, the photos are huge. How did that come about? They're supersized.
I must say that, well, Peter, especially towards the end of his life, was keen to print and use bigger frames. But also that was maybe due to the original venue of the exhibition, which was the Kunstpalast again in Düsseldorf, which had humongous ceiling heights, and he wanted to occupy that space. But still, yeah, he was very keen on using large formats that he picked himself one by one and assembled together.
Another thing that's really interesting is the glass that covers the pictures. It reflects what's in the room, and it's massive glass.
Yeah, the glass is reflective because Peter wanted the works to dialogue with themselves also, and it never mattered to him that the visitor's reflection was in it. For him, it added a layer of interpretation, and it was a happy accident. Oftentimes in his images, you have a foreground that's blurry, an unknown shape that's very mysterious. And I think in a way he wanted to reproduce that for the visitor's experience of the works.
Do you have a favorite photo?
I have a favorite group of photos. I'm very keen on the opening portraits of Naomi, because as I said, they are the epitome of what this installation is, which is presenting icons in a new light.
And this is on until the beginning of April.
This is on until mid-May.
Oh, mid-May.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to extend already.
That's great.
Yeah, so Untold Stories is presented in Brussels, Espace Vanderbilt, until mid-May 2023.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.